You know, what is happening right now is life, and we can't ignore it. We can't expect it to go away, or we just need to embrace it, look at it, and go, what can I do to make sure that life today is good?
You're listening to the Dare to Be Different podcast, a podcast for people who want to live an extraordinary life. On this week's episode, Joe and Alicia sit down to talk about ways to remain healthy and stay adventurous while you're at home during quarantine. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Dare to Be Different podcast. My name is Joe Altieri, and I am here with my quarantine partner, the amazing, the beautiful Alicia. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm out of the house and put actual pants on today.
You did put pants on today. That's fantastic.
Clarify, it's instead of sweatpants, I put actual, like, with a zipper and a button.
Yes. On. Got out of the flannel PJs. Which is great. So this is our first podcast in quite a while. It feels a little eerie. We're in the studio, but there's no one here. It's so odd that it's just so quiet and empty. Everybody's working from home and quarantining, and what a crazy time we're in right now.
Yeah, it doesn't feel haunted in here, though, so that's good.
It doesn't, although we do have every light on in the office, even though no one's here. So... And we wiped down the handles. I wiped down the handles with Clorox wipes before I came in and stuff like that. Doing all the things that we have to do. We're supposed to be, you know, doing our best to social distance and play our part in slowing this thing down. So
yeah, I think everybody has to pitch in and, you know, clean as much as it's not typically your thing.
It is not typically my thing. I keep my vehicles usually pristine inside.
And now you can probably stop there. That's about it.
Now it is disinfectant. Or, you know, it's completely clean and disinfected. So anyway, so coronavirus issue, you know, podcast. This is nuts. I mean, we have been, you know, dealing with this now. We're into week two, and luckily, our family has been, I've been working, doing a lot of work from home. My travel schedule is nothing. You know, usually this time of year, I would be traveling 3-4 days a week. Haven't traveled in the last 2 weeks. Officing at the house. The world is different. The kids are having school at home.
Yeah, I haven't wanted to kill you yet. So that's
this is fantastic.
Yes. It's always good. No, and the girls are home and they're, you know, having school upstairs and in front of a computer, so it's different, but I don't mind it so far, which is, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. As much of it's like, you didn't expect to be doing this, you weren't planning on this, our lives were far from set up to be at home all the time, because we're always in opposite directions and everywhere and very busy, but it's okay so far. You know, I feel like it's like something that's important we all have to do. Nobody's an exception to the rule. So, I mean, there are essential workers, but, you know.
Yeah, and a big shout out to, you know, the flex screen workers that are working in the factories. I am so proud of them and what they're doing. So for some people might not know, the CDC has put out some guidelines about how important fresh air is to... you know, to keeping your house and your schools and commercial establishments and businesses, how important having your windows open is. And so, and then a lot of our customers, the window manufacturers, are essential businesses that have to make sure that they're still helping people to repair their homes and things like that. So we're still cranking out window screens, you know, trying to help as much as we can through this. And, you know, I'm, like I said, I'm proud of the teams that are at every one of the locations doing what they have to do to keep things moving and help to keep people healthy.
Yes, from a distance from each other, of course.
Yes, yes. they definitely, you know, our lives have changed. The way that businesses that are operating have changed. You know, we have to make sure that our people are spread way out in the factories and that they don't come in contact with each other and that they're doing the things to, you know, make sure that they're washing their hands and doing all those practices. So
yeah, it's definitely changed a lot about the way everybody kind of operated before.
Yeah, it definitely has. And one of the things that I want to talk about today, you know, the Dare to Be Different podcast is all about these words about that we say this creates an exceptional life if you live out these words or these kind of general
virtues,
yeah, whatever you want to call them, but that's adventurous, honest, passionate, healthy, and grateful. And I think when something like this happens, something catastrophic, because this is catastrophic to a lot of people. There's people out of work.
Very
there's people that are
so.
Sick.
Yeah.
There's a tremendous amount of anxiety that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. People are glued to Facebook and things like that, trying to get news, which Facebook is the worst place in the world to try to get news because there's so much garbage that's being shared. But they're also trying to connect because we human beings want to be around other people, and not having that personal connection. Like when our one grandson, we haven't seen him in 2.5 weeks. We're used to seeing him 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And so it's not a fun situation that we're in.
It's not. No, I miss him terribly. And of course, you know, our daughter-in-law, we see our son because he's an essential worker. So we, you know, see him at his job. But other than that, it's just kind of a lot of ways it just kind of stinks because, you know, FaceTime is great. You know, I'm thankful for that too. You know, he was kissing and hugging through the phone, so that was cute. And then took the phone and was trying to, you know, do his best at, you know, a little over a year to FaceTime.
Yep.
And, you know, as he tots through the house. But, you know, in the ways that you can, you're still trying to stay connected and make the best of, you know, a really tough situation.
Yeah, and I think that we as people have a choice, individuals, we have a choice through this situation to stick our heads in a hole, hide, watch Netflix, never change out of our pajamas, you know, not shower, do, you know, just, or we can decide to live a different life and take this as an opportunity to live out something that we normally wouldn't. We had a chance to, you know, this week we were on a group Zoom call with a bunch of people from our church, mm-hmm. And just talking about, you know, talking about what this looks like for our lives, you know, getting some encouragement and really just connecting with people. And one of the topics that came up was our grandparents and our great-grandparents had things that changed their perspective in their lives. So there was the Great Depression, there was World Wars, there were all of these things that changed perspective in our lives. And this for us is a great way to change our perspective if we allow it to. You know, for us personally, you know, we looked at our budgets and said, wow, things might get tight here. You know, we have no idea what's coming. So let's look at how we spend our money and make sure that we're being as responsible as possible. And it was so easy just to cut out so many things that we no longer, like when we're faced with this crazy big thing that's happening in the world where we go, man, maybe Amazon shouldn't be dropping things off 3 times a day at our house.
One of us is more guilty than the other of that.
Yes, and I do forgive you for that. But
right, yeah. No, my spending is grocery store, and that's literally it. It's groceries and, you know, cooking has become, you know, a normal everyday thing again.
And a little adventurous too, which is fun. You're doing some new things, which is new ways of cooking chicken, which is great.
We do eat a lot of chicken. It's fine. I'm not even sorry about that. But yeah, just trying to, you know, include our daughters in meal prepping and different things that, you know, typically it would be, you know, I'm flying in from a busy, you know, in the door, not actually flying, but, you know, flying in the door from a busy day of, you know, working different jobs and, you know, trying to throw something together pretty quickly, or in the morning throw something in the crock pot so it would be ready for us, or, you know, oh, it's, you know, it's fend for yourself night or whatever, that we're just kind of cooking again, you know,
right.
So like on a normal everyday basis and thinking, oh, what are we making, you know, so just trying to be a little bit more positive when it comes to, you know, yes, you have to do that out of necessity, but, you know, hey, try the new recipes while you're at it, you know, things that you mean to get around, you're actually gonna use that Pinterest board that you've created and kind of envisioned you know, oh, I'll totally do those things and things that you're actually never, ever going to do. You might get to them. So,
right. And there's a lot of things like that can change our lives for the better going forward, coming out of this. This can be part of our adventure of life. And that's the one thing that I really, through today's podcast, that I want to get across is that, you know, yes, this is terrible, but this is life. You know, what is happening right now is life, and we can't ignore it. We can't expect it to go away, or we just need to embrace it, look at it, and go, what can I do to make sure that life today is good? And then life tomorrow is good. Because again, us wasting time watching the Tiger Netflix documentary.
Okay, I did watch that, though.
Okay, like, yes. In fairness, I have not finished it yet, but I did watch it.
I did.
Yes, but it wasn't like, oh, we did this instead of working.
No, it was like we did like two episodes a night as a family and just kind of like laughed and.
Yes, we also, and as a disclaimer, this is not a family documentary. If you have not seen it yet, do not sit down with your children.
Don't watch it with your toddlers. We have older teenage
children. So, but it was a good distraction.
Yeah.
And distractions are not bad.
No.
But how can we, you know, what I want to talk about for the rest of the time is what are some things that we can do through this crisis that, number one, might take some of our attention off of Facebook and trying to see how this is going to affect us. But then to make sure that we're staying in the day, in the adventure, in life, going forward. So one of the things that we've done, and I think a lot of people are doing this, is we have been cleaning our house for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Our house, I mean,
I'm not
other
even
than,
done. Like,
other
I,
than when we moved
ridiculous.
In, like, our house has never, ever, ever been cleaner.
Although, so. I said that last night to you, and you said, has it?
Well,
yes, it has not been cleaner. I mean, okay, so listen, I haven't changed out of sweatpants or leggings or whatever in the time that I've been home. However, and we also did watch the Lion or whatever,
yes.
Tiger. I keep wanting to call it Lion. It's Tiger King.
Tiger King.
So we did watch that, but in the other, you know, several many, many, many hours of the day that you have that are, you know, surprisingly, you know, a downtime that you weren't really expecting is that, you know, I pressure washed our entire backyard. I've scrubbed every carpet in our whole house. Like, we've cleaned out closets and storage rooms and garages
and
like
garage.
Gotten
oh,
rid of
goodness.
So much yep. stuff. And just the excess and just kind of like simplifying again and getting back to like those projects that were kind of like, yeah, one day I'll clean up that and get to that. But like our landscaping, I went out and like you showed me how to use the chainsaw. Oh, man, that's satisfying. So like I cut down so many shrubs and trees and like burned stuff. And you were like, who is burning stuff? It smells. I'm like, oh, that's me again.
Oh, it was. Yeah. For those of you that are listening, letting your wife loose with a chainsaw that she has never done it before. I'm like, I'm going to the emergency room. This
like,
is going to
oh
be
my
so
God.
Bad.
Just teach me so I don't cut off my fingers and I'm good to go. And I was. And I was like, oh, man, I want to cut down all the trees in our whole yard.
Just
like,
to use the chainsaw
to use
more.
It. Like yeah. Everything is pruned, trimmed, raked. Redone.
So you
know,
learned something new. Again, that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about is that, you know, cleaning and putting off the things that you've been putting, or, you know, the things that you've been putting off doing them. So again, spring cleaning, cleaning out the garage, all of those things, you know, getting rid of clothes you don't need, all of those things that, again, we put off because we're so busy. Now that we're not busy, you can do some of those things.
Yeah.
But then learning something new. This is great. Again, the chainsaw is a dramatic, you know, a dramatic new thing that you learned.
I don't think it's that dramatic. People use chainsaws every day. I just have always been like, oh my gosh, I'm going to cut off my fingers or it's going to kick back and like cut my face. Like this.
I am glad
I'm just
that,
being real. Like yes. That's the actual concerns of why I've never started one up before. You know, and full disclaimer, it's an electric one. So it's not like I don't have to like pull the cord or whatever. I just kind of go.
Yes.
But it could still cut off your fingers or kick back and cut your face.
It could. And I'm glad that it hasn't.
It has not. But it was just something that, you know, you take the time to go, you know what? I am legitimately terrified of that. Like next up, it might be circular saw or like chop saw.
Oh,
I am like definitely afraid of those. But Like, it just was one of those things that I was like, you know what? I'm doing this because, like, well, quite frankly, I'm tired of asking you to cut down these dead bushes. But I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to learn this. I'm going to take it over. And then I don't have to feel like a nag. I'll just do it myself. It's great.
I am glad that you don't have to feel like a nag. So learning something new.
Yeah.
let's
turn the table.
Let's
there.
Turn a little bit. Learning something new. What I have found is that there are tons of people that are putting out an enormous amount of content to help people learn new things right now. They're putting them out for free. You can go on YouTube. You can figure out how to fix your car, how to start a chainsaw, how to do origami, whatever, speak another language. You can learn all of those things right now for free.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people, you know, when they come out of this, when we come out of this, because this is going to last a little while. You're like, we're going to be in this type of situation for the next, you know, the couple weeks, maybe a little bit longer than that. I think that a lot of people are going to look back and go, wow, I wish I had done something to better myself during that time.
Yeah.
And this is so easy. This age that we live in between, you know, the online, YouTube, all of those types of things is so incredible for making yourself better. Everybody should take advantage of it.
Yeah, I think that for a really long time and in our lives, personally, very, very much so. Like, if somebody asked us how we were doing, like, hey, how are you? Our first answer was always busy.
Right.
Really, really busy. You know, and everybody is really, really busy. But, like, how much we put off and just kind of back burnered because we were so focused on, like, and justifiably so, we're starting a business and, you know, things. Multiple businesses and
grandkids and kids and just all of the craziness
is for us anyway was busy. Like, if you looked at, you know, a whole range of people, you would say, well, you can justifiably say you're busy. But this has kind of forced us to go, okay, reevaluate what was actually necessary busyness. You know, what can you make time for? What can you prioritize that you're learning or experiencing through this, or just making sure you refocus your attention on something that should be a priority, your relationships with your kids or your relationship with your spouse. You know, at the end of this, I don't want to say like, oh my gosh, wow, I have to shower again and, you know, like get dressed
again,
every day.
Again, disclaimer, she is showering every day.
I'm
so
showering. Okay. But like, I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying this, but, you know, at the end of this, if you go, oh, I have to shower and, like, brush my hair again, and this is so irritating because for the last, you know, however long this lasts, all I've been able to do is, you know, make sure I'm picking potato chips out of my bra or whatever, you know, like, don't make that be your statement.
Wow. Well, at least I don't have any potato chips in my bra today.
Yeah.
When? Like, that's not... But some of the other things, like I love to read, and you know, for the past couple years, if I read one business book a month, that would have been a great accomplishment.
Yeah,
I've read 5 books over the last 2 weeks.
I have not,
and I. But again, that's just, you know, for me, I'm like, oh my goodness, I forgot how much I loved this,
right? Yeah,
and how important this was to me, you know, for the last 40 years.
Right.
But now it, you know, it had fallen away because of how busy I was. And now I'm like, wow, this is fantastic. And I, you know, reading is good. You know, it's a great thing.
Yeah.
So the other thing that we can do is refocus our relationships. Our relationships with our daughters who are still at home has changed dramatically over the last 2 weeks. You know, there's no distractions with friends, their friends, you know, being over, because our children have always had people that lived at our house. And so there was always this third or fourth person, you know, in any sort of conversation that would be a part of it.
Yeah,
now it's just them.
It is. And, you know, that was part of our intention with, you know, the way our house is that it was always a welcoming place.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids could always feel like they could bring their friends over at any time, no matter what. You know, there was always enough food. There was always enough, you know, everything for whoever might come. It was a revolving door constantly. You know, you never knew the garage door goes up and you're like, I don't even know who's going to walk through the door. Everybody right. just comes in, you know. But through this, whenever it's focused back down to, you know, four out of the six of us live at home, you know, our older two moved out and got married and had babies and everything. But, you know, back to the four that still live there, it's just a time of recentering and refocusing and, you know, to maybe be able to even have the conversations with them that, you know, just kind of get brushed over because you are so busy and, right. you know, spend the time with them doing random, you know, art projects or, you know, as, you know, everybody had probably seen that Bella convinced you to give her the big room. So now it's going to
yes,
be moving
yes, my
her
daughter,
stuff
if you have
over.
Not, if you don't follow us on social media, you need to see my youngest daughter, such a proud moment.
Oh my gosh.
She did a full PowerPoint presentation on yes. why she deserved or why she should be given the big bedroom in our house, which is actually the bonus room over our garage. So it's strikingly bigger. It's like
huge.
Twice the size yeah. of a normal bedroom.
Like nobody needs our bedroom. Isn't that big?
No. So she convinced me, and she had been asking for months and months, and I kept saying no, no, no. And she did a full out professional PowerPoint presentation, which had us laughing.
Professional
for a 15-year-old.
Her presentation, you know, in the like content was professional. She was standing there in her sweatpants and, you know, pajama outfit.
I should have made her dress up.
I think it was great the way it was. Using a curtain rod as a pointer to point to each of her
but
points.
It worked.
It
and,
did work.
And it was
yeah.
fantastic. And it was seeing a side of her personality that if we would not have gone through this, that never would have happened.
Oh
we never
God,
would have slowed down to do that. And yeah, to your point, having conversations with them that are different than we probably would have had otherwise.
Yeah, they're shorter. They would have been, you know, more distracted because, you know, we're both working and, you know, just busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, you know, as much as that word rang true, I also hated it. You know, the word busy,
yeah.
you know, it's like, well, okay. Now everybody is forced to not be so busy. You know, some people are still working and,
sure.
it's, and
I mean, I'm still working.
Yeah. I'm
yeah.
not lessening like the stress level or anything or like everybody's on a vacation. That's not what I'm saying. Like, but the busyness for a lot of people has halted and for yeah. us in this situation, but
yeah, there's no running around to soccer, baseball, or softball,
yeah.
or whatever the case may be, or going to do this and that. Like,
and
it's,
not that those things aren't good.
No, they're not, but they are busy and they're not here now. So now you might as well take this as an opportunity to connect differently with some of those relationships. You had a chance to have a very, very long conversation with two of your friends that you know, you don't get to see a lot, but you talked for a couple hours. Was that yesterday? I think.
I don't remember. The days are kind of running together.
Yes, today's Thursday. We were probably put this out sometime but we're recording this on Thursday. So, but you had a very long, like I, you know, you reconnected. Probably you guys would not have had that phone call if, you know, if this wasn't going on, you
yeah.
know? So there was, you know, two people that were no longer busy, you
right.
know, three people that are no longer busy and can actually reconnect in a way that wouldn't have happened. The past. We also have the opportunity again because of FaceTime and Zoom and you know Facebook Messenger, you know, Facebook video and things like that. We can reconnect with some people, you know, very purposefully to check up on them, you know, do things like that. Like I said, we with our church group, we had got together via Zoom and there was a bunch of people there. There's probably 30 people on that call and being able to encourage each other and things like that. So now we have the time to reach out to our friends and family and sit down and have a conversation with them virtually.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks a lot different. I mean, you know, my mom's shut in her house. You know, I just dropped some food off yesterday and she, you know, keeps her distance and she's not gone anywhere. So life looks a lot different for her. And, you know, just to be able to still check in on people and take care of them, you know, within the guidelines that have been recommended to, you know, safety and the stopping of the spread of germs
right.
and all that stuff. But to still be able to reach out and care for other people is, you know, is a gift too during this time.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last thing that I want to talk about as we wrap this up is the fact that during this time, we still have the ability to give back and serve other people. To your point, you know, you were able to drop off some food to your mom, and actually you dropped off some food to somebody who had just had a baby. You know, I see, as I had mentioned online, see all these people being able to reach out and help people in this situation through, you know, there's people doing exercise classes and yoga classes online. Right. There are people, I saw Michelle Croyle, who was a guest on the podcast. Her youngest daughter was reading stories to kids on YouTube. It's just fantastic to see how people have this ability to give back, even though we're social distancing. And this is a great time for that. There's a great way for us to reach out. You know, I just read something like, look, if you're stuck at home, go rake your neighbor's lawn. You know, like those types of things, you can still do that stuff.
Yeah.
Go help people out. Don't be around them, you know, keep your distance, but you can still go out and do good for your community and for people in it.
Yeah. I doubt our neighbors want me coming over with a chainsaw.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they'll let the dogs out if they see you coming over with a chainsaw.
Yeah, just going to cut down all our shrubs again. No. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely still things that you're able to do. You are still able to go outside. You are still able to take the walk. Our dogs, I think, are actually complaining at this point that we are walking them so much.
Yes.
That they're like, oh my God, here she comes with that collar again. You know, but it's just back to the simplistic activities that are just, you know, maybe it is just going outside and changing your scenery, you know, and doing the things that you can do. Like, you know yourself well enough to know, hey, I have to get outside today. I can't
yep.
sit here and marathon another Netflix series or whatever. Like showering and, you know, putting actual clothes on and, you know, doing something productive, even if I can't leave, even if it is going outside and weeding my yard or, you know, whatever, as long as I can look outside. And it's going to make me feel better to look out and not see, you know, leaves everywhere in all my flower beds, or, you know, reorganize your Tupperware drawer or whatever it is, you know, mm-hmm. just like to do things that you can within the limitations that make you feel better, I think is really important during this time, instead of, you know, allowing yourself to slip into a depression because, you know, you're not feeling productive and, mm-hmm. you know, to see positive things. I know it's early in this lockdown, you know, that we're in, but, you know, I think that's important looking forward and looking ahead to even the upcoming weeks, that we're doing things to prevent, you know, our emotions from getting,
yep.
you know, the best of us.
So, well, thank you so much for coming in and braving the outside to come into the office. But I do want to, I think we're going to put out more of these. Typically, we're only doing this once a week. I think that if nothing else, this is good for me to talk. I hope that people are listening and people share this, because I think that there are a lot of people right now that are so overwhelmed with watching what's going on that they're forgetting how extraordinary this time can be for them.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you guys so much for being a part of this. Thank you for listening. Again, please share this with somebody that needs it. And we will definitely be putting out more of these in the coming days. And also remember that you have a choice on how you want to live. We want you to live an extraordinary life, because an ordinary one will always be waiting for you. Until next time, thank you so much.